Welcome to another edition of Encouraging Moments. I'm your host, Minister Mike. So glad to be with you once again. And we're going to get right into our series on prayer. Reading from James, the 5th chapter, 16th verse, confess faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous one avails much. And looking at the 16th verse, once again, 5th chapter in the Contemporary English Version, that same verse, if you have sinned, you should tell each other what you have done. Then you can pray for one another and be healed. The prayer of an innocent person is powerful, and it can help a lot. So as we see from reading that verse, it's important sometimes that we share what's going on in our lives with others. And I think before you share anything with anybody, you need to pray and ask the Lord who you need to share with. Because sometimes you can be honest and open with people and you turn around and look up and your business is all over town and nowadays all over the internet. So it's important that you pray and ask the Lord who you need to share, you know, whatever is on your heart and going on in your life with. And the most important thing about that is sharing with people that know the Lord, people that can pray with you and pray for you. That is so important, because when we bind together as believers in prayer, God moves and he does mighty and powerful things because we have come to him as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are following what his word instructed us to do. So, I mean, if you're sick, going through some emotional problems, whatever, talk to somebody about it. Ask, like I said, ask the Lord to show you who to talk to and to share with. Because for one thing, keeping all of whatever is going on you inside is not good. Because when we have stress and we have things all bottled up and tied up inside of us, that affects our total health, our physical health. You know, you can get ulcers from keeping things inside. So it's so important for us to share what's going on in our lives with somebody and ask that they be in agreement with us, to pray with us and to pray for us. So in other words, they're not just going to be praying with us when we're together in their own personal prayer time. They're going to talk to the Lord and go to the Lord in our behalf. Let's listen to a song. We'll be back.
It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time everywhere. And we want you to know it's prayer time. When we travel across the country, I see and I hear so many tragedy and trouble. I get letters in the mail. I have men and women stop me and say, Reverend, pray for me. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my dad. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just upped and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are and wherever you are, please don't forget to pray for me. when you steal away in your secret closet. Pray for me. Oh, 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 oh. My brothers and sisters, Lord, you said in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. Everywhere this record is heard, we pray that you would touch sinners, backsliders, drunkards, alcoholics, drug addicts, pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, people that are living on the edge of night. As the world turns and they don't know which way to go, their children have become young and restless. Stretch out your hand, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, save, like only you can do. Break every fetter, break every yoke, undo the heavy burden. Go over yonder to that hospital and heal, Lord. Go in that prison. He's doing time, but let him know that even in the jailhouse, you can give him peace in his mind and joy in his soul. Lord, go in that kitchen. Get in that living room. Go down in the laundry room. Touch that mother that's walking the floor all night long. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hear our prayer tonight. Send deliverance like a mighty hammer. Send it like a two-edged sword. Send a revival to America. And help us to come back to Pentecost. Back to our praying ground. Back to loving one another. Back to caring, sharing, and bearing one another's burdens. Bind us together everywhere. And make us one in the Holy Ghost. Have your way in us. With us and through us. Bless us and we'll bless you back. We'll tell the world what a great God you are. And we'll ever be mindful that where we are, you brought us. What we know, you taught us. And what we have, you gave us. And what we are, you made us. When you bow, when you bow, when. Son of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Entitled Pray For Me, Richard Mr. Clean White. And we're talking about prayer here on Encouraging Moments, which hosts Minister Mike. And let's once again look at the God's Word. 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter 17th verse, pray without ceasing. We're going to look again at 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter 16th and 17th verses from the Tree of Life version. Rejoice always, pray constantly. So reading, as we look at our reading, thinking about what we've just heard and read, it seems like we should be in a constant mindset and state of prayer. And as we go through our days, we should always be mindful that God is with us everywhere we go. Whatever we do, we can't hide anything from God. So no matter what we're going through, God knows it. Nothing catches him by surprise. So as I stated, we should constantly be in a state of prayer. What does that mean? That means that we should be mindful that as we go throughout the day, that God is with us, as I said. He knows what's going on. And, you know, it doesn't hurt for you to, you know, before you get in your car to go wherever, ask the Lord to watch over you and protect you as you drive wherever you're going to, whether it's on a country road, a highway, or just driving, commuting about town. Ask the Lord to be with you as you drive around. Ask the Lord before you send your children off to school to be with your children throughout the day. It's just a good thing to be in constant prayer. That doesn't mean every second of the day you're praying. It does mean that throughout the day, you should communicate with the Savior. And you know, that's something I need to do more of. And I'm sure many of you that listen to this podcast, you could do more praying yourself. So there's nothing wrong with communicating with God. There's nothing wrong with taking out time to just talk with him and ask him for guidance, direction, and to just open up your heart to him. Sometimes before you go to a meeting or wherever you're going, just ask the Lord to help you and to guide you and to show you what you should or shouldn't do. Be in a constant state of prayer. You know, and it's just beneficial. You are the one that's going to benefit the most by being in a constant state and mindset of prayer, asking for God through the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you throughout the course of the day. Going to listen to another song. We'll be back as we look and discuss prayer. Thank you. I'm praying for you, James Cleveland, and the Southern California Community Choir. And, you know, we're talking about prayer. And, you know, one of the good things that we can do when it comes to relationships we have with friends and loved ones, especially when they're going through a tough time, is to let them know that we are praying for them. Read it once again. 1 Peter 3rd chapter 12th verse, Martin King James Version. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears open to their prayers, but the Lord's face is against those who do evil. The Lord hears the prayers of his people. And if you are a born-again believer, someone who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, then he hears your prayers. And he hears the prayers of your friends and your loved ones that are also Christians. That's why it's so important for us to share with others what we're going through. And especially when, you know, we are having problems, we should be stressed out. We shouldn't allow ourselves to get so stressed out that we contemplate suicide or things like that, or, you know, we wind up having high blood pressure because we allow the things and the situations, the trials and tribulations of life to cause our blood pressure to go up because we have not shared with someone who knows the Lord what we're going through, someone that we can trust will go to God on our behalf, in our behalf, and be praying with and for us. It's so important to have people in your life that will be praying. Well, you know, they used to use the term a lot in church, and I'm sure that a lot of churches still use it, prayer partners. We need to have partners in prayer, people that are praying with and for us. Because in life's toughest trials and tribulations, we'll make it through when we pray ourselves and we invite others to pray with and for us. We're going to listen to another selection, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have a closing prayer.
Somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Look at somebody, tell them, agree with me.
Yeah.
let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
For we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
I need you to survive, Hezekiah Walker. You know, there's an old saying that no man is an island, that none of us are able to survive on our own. We need each other. And that's so true. And we need to be praying for each other. As we read in scripture earlier, that the Lord, his ears are open to those of us that know him and have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. He has time for us. A lot of times we don't take time to talk with him, but he makes time for us to hear our prayers. And we should always remember each other in prayer. Don't be so selfish that all you think about praying for is your immediate family or relatives. Pray for somebody who is an associate. Pray for a coworker. Pray for somebody who may be a distant relative or somebody that, you know, somebody you may not even get along with. But pray for them. When we pray for folks, that helps them out. And you know what? We're going to close out this edition of Encouraging Moments, our series on prayer, with prayer. Let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to teach and share what knowledge you've given us and share your holy word when it comes to prayer. And we just enjoy the opportunity to come to you in prayer as we pray for one another. Lord, I just ask you, anyone who listens to this podcast, first of all, if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that the Holy Spirit will speak to them, that they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and then learn how to pray. And Father, we pray for everybody who's going to listen to this podcast. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know their names. We don't know their phone number in many cases. And in some cases, we may know. We may know their name. We may know their phone number. They may be a relative. They may be a friend. But whoever listens to this podcast, Lord, we just ask you to touch them, to help them, to guide them. Whatever they're going through, Lord, just be with them. If they need healing, Lord, heal their bodies. If they need their minds to be free and cleared up so that they can hear from you, we ask you that you do that. If they need a home, Lord, we ask that you bless them with a home. If they need a new job, Lord, we ask that you bless them with a new job. Whatever their needs, wants, desires are, especially when they line up with your holy word, we ask that you grant them. And we just thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're going to do. And we thank you that because of Jesus Christ, we have eternity and we have life, a life that's going to be real life, because there'll be no more death, no more suffering, no more sickness, and no more pain. And we thank you, Lord, for all you've done and what you're going to do. In Yeshua, Jesus the Christ's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Until next time, God be with you and yours till we meet again.
Shadows fill our days. us with your ways. Give us faith so we'll be saved. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended, and every heart that's broken will be mended. And we'll
faith so.